Welcome to the Deerfield Family Theater Podcast. In this season, we're talking with the cast and production team for Theater D's production of Noises Off. Speaking of Noises Off, in case you're tuning in and didn't already know, Theater D is putting on a performance of Noises Off this April of 2024. Performances start Friday, April 5th, and go through Sunday, April 14th. So while you're listening to this episode, visit theaterd.com and get your tickets. Without further delay, here's the interview. I'm thrilled to have with me today on the DFT podcast our very own Adam Sherman, who is Tim Allgood in the upcoming production of Noises Off. Adam, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So who is Adam Sherman and what's your history with DFT?
Who am I? That is a question I've been trying to answer for 32 years. Talked to a lot of specialists about it. But for all intents and purposes, I was born and raised in Deerfield. I went to Wilmot, Caruso Middle School, Deerfield High School, and then I got my BFA in theater performance from Chapman University. I got my licensure in secondary education for theater at Elmhurst University back in 2022. I've been performing, I'm a teacher, and I'm really excited to be back on the stage of Caruso Middle School, which I didn't expect.
And I mean, I have to imagine it's a lot different than it used to be.
It is very much updated and nicer than, and I walked in there. I saw Beauty and the Beast, and I think it had been the first time I had seen like the updated space. And I was like, oh, it's nice they have this, but we didn't get that. So yeah, it is an amazing space.
Yeah, yeah. So then with the degree that you have, I see you've done a lot of work in the business. You've done some film, TV, theater, comedy. So like tell us about that background and what it's like being in the business.
Yeah, so as many people probably say, it's challenging. I lived in LA for a few years after graduating from college, and then just was really feeling like, you know, I miss Chicago, and I know there's opportunities to work as an actor in Chicago, and just, you know, my people are here, and my family's here, and still in Deerfield. That's actually where I'm recording this from. In preparation for our tech week starting tonight. So yeah, I just, as you said, so thank you for that. I've done a few projects and am currently teaching as well. So during COVID, I got my licensure for teaching, and that it's been something that I've always thought about doing. And I know I'm going off on a tangent right now, but just the influence of my theater teachers was really impactful on me. So in addition to being in the industry myself, being able to have that similar, hopefully as much of a positive impact as my teachers did on me, specifically my high school theater teacher, Susan Gorman. So who's, you know, that and I'll she'll tie into another story actually regarding my introduction to Noises Off.
Well, then let's not hide the ball then. Let's talk about Noises Off, the show that everybody should be seeing when this episode goes live. Tickets are definitely available, and the first weekend is coming up soon. So tell us that story, Adam. Tell us the story and tell us about Noises Off.
When I was a freshman in high school, so in my theater class, Susan, I think she told us about that there was a production of it happening at Northwestern, and there was an alumni, Ellie Reed, was performing in it. And I went with my parents, and other students went as well. And we saw this production, and I was like, whoa, like the set is reversing. This is like hilarious. And I just remember thinking like, that is the show that I want to do. And yeah, just it's hard to like when you see a production, like the first time you see it, it's hard to not see that as the like comparison. But, you know, what we're doing is great in its own sense. So going back to what you were saying just about my career in the industry, it's been good. And as you can imagine, yeah, during the pandemic, there was not much going on. So that's, you know, one of the many reasons why I wanted to also get this licensure. So being able to teach something that I'm passionate about is amazing and something that I'm also involved in. And, you know, my students, I think, get a kick out of it too. A few months ago, I shot an episode of Chicago PD. So I like mentioned it to them, but I didn't want it to become like a whole thing. Like, if you want to watch the scene, we can. And they're like, yeah. I was like, okay. So, and it was nice as like a teaching tool to like open the door to conversation about the industry and like real life applications of the skills that we are using in the classroom and learning.
I mean, I recall that. I think that's extremely valuable, because I recall that when I was in law school and we had an adjunct professor who's like actually doing the thing, right? Like, they are practicing the law and they're teaching us like the theory and how it applies in practice. Whereas if they're just the teacher or they're just the professor and they only know the theory, but they don't know it in practice, it's harder to like learn and appreciate what you're learning. So to be able to have the person who's done the thing and is doing the thing, I think there's incredible value to that for coming from the student's perspective. So that's amazing. Although I still have this lingering question in light of your story, which is this, even though Noises Off was like something that you were introduced to early on in just your educational journey about theater, is this the first time you've performed it, or have you been able to perform the show before?
So this is the first time I've had the opportunity to perform it. Actually, funny enough, they did a production of Noises Off with Windy City Playhouse a few years ago, and which is also was run by the artistic director was a Deerfield High School alum, Amy Rubenstein, shout out. And I auditioned for the role I'm currently playing, Tim, and got a callback. And during my callback, the director was there, and I just mentioned just like how much I love the show. Not as in like, oh, I really want to be cast, but just like we were just talking about it, and I said that I saw this with some of my classmates at Northwestern, and he was like, oh, I directed that one too. And I was like, that's crazy. Just like that full circle moment. Yeah. I didn't end up getting cast, but either way, it was still a really cool moment. And their production was really good too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that's, it goes to show you too, that, you know, whatever role somebody may find themselves in the industry, you could do it for a long time. You know, if that guy's been directing for that long, and if he did the Northwestern one and that one, I don't know, is he a professional director? He may teach as well. You know, he may do a lot of things in the community, right?
Yeah, I think he directs shows around the Chicagoland area and does very well. And I think I want to say he did that as like his master's when he was at Northwestern, but I don't want to speak without 100% certainty.
Yeah, but even like if you stay local, right, with it, like there's still, you know, there's so many opportunities out there and ways to be involved in the theater world. Well, I mean, that's a very cool journey now. That should be a reason enough for everybody to go see, because Adam, who, and we haven't even talked about your DFT performance yet, but when you were in DFT a long time ago, I mean, when you were much younger, and Noises Off was one of the things that inspired, you know, was one of those early inspirations in your career. And now you're doing it again for DFT. So tell us, you know, so you should just come see it because of all the meaning behind all of that. But Adam, tell us about your previous history performing for DFT.
Yeah. So I performed in Wizard of Oz. I don't know why I almost forgot the name of one of the most famous movies of all time, but there it is. And I was the mayor of Munchkin City. And it's actually funny because like where I am sitting in my childhood bedroom, you can see, listeners, you're not able to see this, unfortunately, but that like thing right there in the corner, hat, that was the mayor of Munchkin City hat. So I have not put it on and probably since I was in it, 17 years ago. So that was the production that I was in. And with Alice Brown, who was the Wicked Witch of the West. And yeah, as she said in the other podcast, I just listened to it yesterday, I was texting with Deb during the audition process, and she told me that Alice had come to audition. I'm like, oh my God, I always like wondered how she's doing and would want to see some more of her work. And I was like, she would be perfect for Dottie. And so we saw each other call back to Nevers. And yeah, so it was a really, really cool, again, another cool full circle moment. So yeah, that was eighth grade, Wizard of Oz. I am a little bit taller and I hopefully can say that my acting skills have improved a little bit since then. And yeah, again, like it's just cool. It's crazy being back at Caruso. And the last time I performed there was in eighth grade. And I think it was Once Upon a Mattress with Darlene Hoffenberg was my theater and music teacher. And so that's kind of where it all got started. So again, another shout out to Mrs. Hoffenberg.
It's really something. And it's just incredible that you even had that opportunity, you know, in eighth grade, right? And one of the things that even we run into just as a community theater program is there's so few kids now that are like getting involved, you know, in theater. So like, what did that experience mean to you back then?
I mean, it was always something that I enjoyed. At first I was a spectator audience member. And I think I thought about this, like, I'm not sure where I got the bug or the idea of, hey, I want to act. But I think part of it is seeing my sisters. They did theater a little bit growing up with Kid Stage. And so going to see shows there. But I think maybe, you know, like all actors, we just need to, there's something wrong with us. We just need to be fixed, and getting on stage is the only way to do it.
Yeah. Right. Well,
not totally kidding.
Your on stage therapy that's coming up this weekend and the following weekend. Tell us, just in case this is somebody's first episode they're tuning in, they haven't listened to the last few, tell us a little bit about Noises Off and tell us about Tim.
So Noises Off it's actually a play that I love explaining the concept to it, just because the concept in itself, people are like, oh, that sounds really cool. And I'm like, yeah, get a ticket. So Noises Off is a play or a farcical comedy. And I know Jeff actually on the previous podcast did a really great job of just breaking down what farce is. So it's like extreme over-the-top situations and slapstick comedy. And the term slapstick, actually, which I was thinking about at the other rehearsal the other night, where things just started to really click. It comes from this Italian form of theater called Commedia dell'arte. And a lot of, like, so much, if not pretty much all the comedy we see today draws from that as a reference point of just these character archetypes and the situations that they're in. They're called Lazzi. And so the slapstick comes from this actual piece of wood that a character would carry. And when there was someone getting hit or something, where there was like an injury, then he would like use the slapstick and to emphasize the noise of this damage being done to a person, or, you know, maybe, yeah, usually it was just a person getting injured. So
this is a
lot of it.
before a soundboard was an option in live theater.
Yes. Yeah. The human soundboard. So Noises Off draws so much from this slapstick humor, Lotsy, and it basically is a play about a play, so very meta. And already, even just before, you know, what we see as the audience, the moments before, many moments before with the company rehearsing, there's already just drama and things that are going wrong. So the first act is just the final dress rehearsal before opening, and they're clearly not ready. The second act is everything that happens backstage during one of the performances during the multi-month run. And the third act is the final show, where you just see the show didn't get off to a great start, and it only just gets worse and worse for these people involved. And just, you know, it's the comedy of watching others in misfortune. So,
you know, the show within a show thing is always a little bit meta, but I'm curious to know, because I actually, this will be my first time seeing Noises Off, and I have tickets for it. Is it like fourth wall acknowledging or breaking or pushing the boundaries there when you say that it's meta? Or is this more of just like, no, it's still very much its own contained universe, and we're not like actually breaking that fourth wall kind of a thing?
So it's not really breaking the fourth wall. And for those of you listening, fourth wall is like when an actor breaks the fourth wall, it's they acknowledge the audience is there and talk to the audience or like make eye contact with them. And like maybe like it's if you've seen The Office, kind of like Jim making eye contact with the camera. Breaking of the fourth wall is not so much there are times where specifically my character, I am talking to an audience, and that audience happens to be the audience watching the play. So there is that element of breaking the fourth wall, but also it's contained within the world of the play. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, that is meta. That is like, so you're not breaking the fourth wall, but your character is breaking the fourth wall in the show.
Now I'm going to overthink it and just ruin that whole moment.
No, don't. No, that's good. We'll just tease it. We're just going to tease that. We're going to tease that moment. You got to come see the show to see
it. It'll make sense if you come see it. If you don't see it, it'll never make sense, and you'll always be left wondering.
But I'm so glad. Yes, that's good. But I am so glad we brought it up, because even understanding what the idea of the fourth wall is will help that moment for the audience if you appreciate that kind of a context and what a fourth wall is and the breaking of it. Or bending of it and such.
Yeah. And to answer your question, just the meta-ness of a show within a show is just, again, like meta, like there's that's like one of those terms where it's like, how do we describe meta? It is just meta in that it's a show about a show.
So you mentioned it earlier, but back when you were just an audience member, which I hopefully you're still able to go enjoy some shows sometimes as an audience member, when you take...
Oh, no, I don't go to a show unless I'm in it. And if I'm not in it, I'll find a way to get on stage.
But for real, like when you're, when you're able to take off that actor's hat, that teacher's hat, and just sit in the audience and enjoy a show, what are some of like the favorite shows that you get to go and see?
I promise I'm not just saying this just for the podcast, but Noises Off, like, again, I think it's a constant of, like, so many of my fellow cast members that this is, like, some of our favorite, for all of us, this is one of our favorite shows. It's, like, the comedy actor's Hamlet. as an audience member, you know, I enjoy going to shows, like, I mean, there's so many to see in Chicago. Steppenwolf, Goodman, among many. Always down to see a good musical. And my favorite musical would probably be a toss-up between Book of Mormon and Spelling Bee, 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee.
Oh, man. I mean, I haven't heard anyone drop Spelling Bee yet, although I'm going to have to add that to my list. Book of Mormon was
so good.
Yeah. Book of Mormon is one of those ones where, like, it just came out in a time where, like, I was too busy. And, like, it was a few years there where I couldn't go see any live anything. So that's definitely on my list of must watches. I got to imagine that it pushes the limit a little bit in today's culture. That I don't know how if it came out today, do you think Book of Mormon would be as successful as it was?
I mean, theater is always pushing the limit and making these statements, but it is like any good comedy, it doesn't punch downwards. Mm-hmm. If anything, the comedy is, it comes from just these, and those of you who've seen the musical, comes from these characters being in a situation where they're just like really out of their depth. And that's like, you know, one of the, again, going back to like the fundamentals of comedy is like strange people in a normal situation or normal people in a strange situation.
Right. Right. I'm thinking about how there have been talks of like a movie version of Book of Mormon, right? But like, mm-hmm. that's like, in today's world, it's hard to, you know, do that in a movie form, which it's inspired me to ask a brand new question for the podcast, which is, since you like musical theater, which is, if you have the choice between seeing a movie version of a show, like let's say Dear Evan Hansen, for example, or the musical version, which one do you see?
If you're on a budget, maybe the movie version. However, the movie version of Cats was not something that made me want to go see the live production of Cats. But I mean, it's always exciting to see the movie adaptation. And I think we know the ones that have been successful, the ones that have not been. And I think there's a variety of elements that go into that, whether it's casting, whether it's not allowing it to be a musical, if that makes sense, not embracing the aesthetics of that. But I mean, I'm always, if there's a movie musical adaptation, then, or an adaptation of a musical, then I'm always down to see it. But it's, I think that, you know, going to see live theater is a more memorable experience. And yeah, I it's hard to say which one I would choose because I think
it depends, right?
Depend on what it is. And
like going back to that Dear Evan Hansen example, like I had never seen the musical, but I watched the movie, and to your point, now it makes me want to see the musical. And I was also not disappointed, like I heard some people were, who like saw the musical and then saw the movie. So it's almost like that whole, do you read the book before you watch a movie thing? It's like, well, watch the movie, and then if you want a more enriching experience, read the book. Well, maybe the same thing applies. Watch the musical as a movie, and then go see it live whenever you can, kind of a thing.
Yeah, I mean, that is like one of the, Dear Evan Hansen is one of the examples where it, in my humble opinion, the reason why it did not see like as much success as the musical, which is I had the opportunity to see it, and it's amazing and beautiful, but there was an element of the movie that didn't seem to be like holding back on itself from becoming a musical. I mean, it was a musical when they sang, but just embracing itself as a musical and not. It was, I know that there was the element of like, it was a little somber, which the nature of the story is, but there's, I think, a little more joy in the experience of the musical itself.
Also begs the question, long time running question that I ask on the podcast is
oh, yeah,
it okay?
I know
it
on.
Is it okay to listen to a soundtrack, assuming you could also go see the musical? Where do you stand on that?
I was very prepared for this question. And I was like, I knew it was coming. It depends. For me, if it is a musical that I've never seen, I don't listen to the soundtrack, because now, especially in newer musicals, we're like, and I say new, like saying like past like the 1960s, where the songs like further the plot. So if you, in my experience, I'm like, I don't want anything in the song or like the song titles to them. I don't want that to spoil what's going to happen in the musical. I'd rather have that experience in the theater and then maybe listen to it on the way home and be like, oh yeah, there's that, you know, they did this song differently, or they sound even better live. Yep. But in my opinion, yeah, mostly I just go in just having not listened.
So you fall into the camp of no spoilers, please.
No spoilers, please.
So, well, Adam Sherman, thanks so much again for coming on the podcast. If any of the listeners wanted to like check in on like what's your next project or what you're doing, like what's the best way for them to find you? Or if they've got an upcoming production or something, what's the best way for them to get in touch?
I have a role on Chicago PD, so where I play a medical examiner. So, you know, tune in for that. Hopefully there'll be a few more episodes that I'm in. But if not, still teaching, and I'm at Rich Township High School. So we're doing a show, stop on by. And yeah, I'll be around and just always happy to support and come see shows that my friends are in or my friends are directing. And yeah.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, last chance to get butts in seats. What's your final pitch for people if they haven't bought their tickets yet to go buy them now?
So the reason why, I mean, it's just a great show. And I can confidently say that I've never felt so good about where we are in the rehearsal process going into Tech Week. We're so ready for an audience, and we're still making each other laugh, even though we have seen, we know this show, we know what's coming, but we're still, you know, surprising each other. And I think if we are able to do that, then audiences will come and be very, very pleased and happy they did. And it's almost impossible to come and not smile. And in fact, I dare you to do that. Buy a ticket, come, try not smile.
All right. Well, with that, thanks again so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
And that's our show. Please share this podcast to help support the work of Deerfield Theater. An even better way to support us is to go see Noises Off. Visit theaterd.com to purchase tickets. As always, links are in the show notes. And thanks again to Theater D's board, the production staff, and cast for Noises Off. Please follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on your preferred listening app to never miss an episode. Until next time, thanks to everyone who continues to support the arts. We'll see you at the theater.